This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wolf Rider Productions and Realm present ElfQuest, Journey to Sorrow's End. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Episode 4.
Elves dwelling in the desert, an unexpected sight for sore eyes. Especially the first elf that Cutter sees, Lita. With her striking dark brown skin and luxuriant auburn hair. Bearing an empty vase on her shoulder, she dazzles in the sun. Her brief bodice red as a fire flower. Delicate gold threads woven into fabric that winks and glimmers. Her pounded gold jewelry sparkles, highlighting her body's elegant curves. Three sharp mountain lion's teeth hanging at her graceful throat hint at a hot-blooded inner strength that it would be foolish to test. As she leaves her hut, another elfin figure steps up and bars her way.
Where are you headed?
The well? Where do you think?
I'll go with you.
If you'd like.
The well at the edge of the village lies only a short distance away from the looming mountainside, which embraces the cluster of clay-walled huts in a protective semicircle. The wolf riders will soon learn the well was shaped long ago by a founding member of the settlement, and that it has never failed the desert-dwelling elves. Not through times of poor harvest or through times of fiery winds. The sun folk of this village never take this precious source of life for granted.
Amazing, Cutter. They're just like us.
No, they're not like us at all. They seem more like humans to me. What elf lives behind walls and under roofs like those? They have no wolves, no tree dens, and they live in the sun as humans do. I don't trust them.
You don't think they'd help us if we asked?
We're not going to ask. I learned a hard lesson from the trolls. From now on, the wolf riders take what they need, and no reasons given.
Cutter's eyes are fixed on Lita's destination as she and her companion approach it. His keen nose tells him the well is a source of water. And whether he lusts after the well or the arresting elf maiden, perhaps not even he knows.
Look at them down there. They move among green growing things. No sign of weapons. And that water hole? No barriers protected. This might be easier than I feared.
Below, Lita draws her water, unsuspecting of the feral eyes above. Rayek, a hunter, should notice, but his attention is elsewhere.
Lita! Lita!
Rayek, please, you'll make me spill it.
As if prompted, the clay vessel slips from Lita's hands, but stops, inches before shattering on the well's foundation. There it hovers.
Not with my powers.
Show off.
How long will you torment me, Lita? I have asked you to be my life mate. Any maiden here would say yes.
Then why pursue me, my arrogant one?
Because you are the only one worth having. Life is long. I have no wish to join with some adoring, wide-eyed bit of thistledown who would cringe at my every glance. I want a life mate who understands me, who understands the ancient arts, all but forgotten by the rest of our people. Lita, only you appreciate the old powers as I do. Only you understand what I am and what I need.
What I understand is that you're holding me too tight.
Then answer me.
Can you not be content in us understanding each other, dear friend? Above all others?
No, it's not enough.
Oh.
I want to hear you say that you are mine, that we are destined life mates, now and forever.
Let me catch my breath, and I'll give you an answer.
Very well, then. I release you. What? Lita, where are you going?
Ayoa!
Lita, behind you!
Wolf Riders, tonight we eat!
My fruit!
Thank you!
My bread!
My fresh baked bread!
2, 3, it's still warm.
We still need water.
There, Cutter, she's carrying some.
Cutter swerves and charges towards Lita. Startled, she clutches her clay vessel to her breast. But Rayek leaps between them, brandishing a spear.
Stop, barbarian! Unless you want my spear through your gut.
Cutter pauses, unsure of what to make of the elf with the night black hair, who stands with spear blade aimed at his chest. Cutter quickly realizes this elf's true weapon may not be the spear, but the power of his gaze. Cutter averts his gaze, swings, and with a swift strike of New Moon, Rayek's spear is cut in twain.
What? What?
Never point a weapon, Blackhair, unless you know how to use it.
Cutter kicks Rayek in the chest, knocking him back. And now he closes in to steal his prize. But then...
Who is this?
Who is this?
Lita.
Tam.
Lita.
Tam.
Lita.
Tam.
Lita.
Tam.
Lita.
Tam.
I see you.
I see you.
This is the heart of what it means to be an elf.
With eyes glittering and green as fresh leaves.
Eyes shimmering and blue as the morning sky.
Soul meets soul when eye meets eye.
Strong, free, and proud. The sight of her quenches a thirst I didn't know I felt.
Steadfast. The sight of him inflames a hunger I've never felt before.
As you recognize the one, the perfect one. The ideal mate with whom together you shall create wonders.
I see who you are.
Who are you, beastly little elf atop a fellow beast?
I see who we are.
Who are you that I should look at you as though you look at me?
As simple and magical as that, two elves become recognized. Their souls entwined.
What do you want?
You.
Cutter whirls and with his free hand reaches for Lita, surprised to meet a hand already outstretched for his. He lifts her atop his wolf as the life-bringing water vessel he so craved falls to the ground and shatters.
Lita!
Ayoa! Back to the hills!
And at Cutter's call, the wolf riders sweep to his side, laden with stolen food and drink. As they flee the Sun Village, the fog of recognition fades from Cutter and Lita.
What are you doing?
What?
Put me down!
What am I doing?
Excuse me, but it doesn't look like you're carrying much water.
Oh, something happened.
I'd say so.
Let me go, you oaf!
Sorry, I'm going to have to cover your mouth.
You're going to what? Monster!
Lita, why am I so... Lita...
As Cutter grapples with the stunning power of his recognition with Lita and his brash move to run away with her, her fellow villagers debate about what to do next.
No, he hasn't led us wrong before. We'll go. The sun will always light the path.
The village elder, Sun Toucher, sightless yet far-seeing, steps forward.
Someone, tell me what has happened. I hear strange voices shouting.
Barbarian, Sun Toucher. Riding huge, fanged beasts. They've taken Lita.
My daughter. Save her, Rayek. You must.
You heard him, grass growers. Arm yourselves and follow.
Remember our way, Rayek.
We'll save you, Lita.
Follow me, you laggards! Follow, for Lita's sake!
They're a pretty soft lot, aren't they, Tristan? I doubt most of them will make it up this far.
Don't much like the look in that first one's eyes.
Faster! How dare you give up the chase?
That one? Shall I pick him off? He hardly seems worth the arrow.
No! No killing. Not if we can help it.
Suit yourself.
Come on, you weaklings! Climb!
You are the mountain lion among us, Rayek. We can't keep up.
Then go back to your gardens, dirt diggers. You're no use to me or to Lita.
Just one slip, barbarians, and I'll find you.
My, he's a persistent one. I'll give him that.
Cutter, do you think she knows how to scent? She might give away our position.
No, she'd have done it long before now if she could.
For what Lita's eyes cannot say, her glowering eyes speak. Flushed with humiliation at being carted around like a sack of grain, she has no fear of these strange, brutish elves.
Better hold her tight.
She bit me!
Well, hit her.
I can't do that!
Yes, but she doesn't know that. Tell her if she doesn't behave, you'll do something awful to her.
Like what?
Let her wonder.
Listen. I'm going to take my hand away, but if you scream, well, you won't like what will happen to you. Do you understand? Good.
Cutter relaxes his hand.
Rayek!
Lita? Lita, I'm coming!
Jay, I don't want to hurt you, please. You have to understand.
For the last time, you savage, let me go!
What now, oh wise one?
I think we're gonna have a visitor.
Lita, where are you? If you've harmed her, barbarians,
calm down, Black Hair. She's fine.
What?
Very strong, in fact.
Rayek, do something!
Release her, Landrat, or I'll...
Rayek's amber eyes glow as he taps into one of his many gifts. The power to paralyze with a glance. But just as he is about to strike, he feels the sharp flint tip of a spear at his back.
Don't move.
Pike, you rock skull. Make it quicker next time.
Now, don't get jumpy. There's a lad.
Jackal! Leader of jackals.
Calm down. You're not impressing anyone. Take his weapon.
Let's have the pig poker.
You dare?
Pike, what's the matter? Pike!
He's entranced, Pike.
This one can do more than scent.
Pin him down! Cover his eyes. He may have other tricks.
Pike, wake up!
Don't let them kill Rayek!
What did he do to me?
Can I safely set you down now?
Please, don't hurt him.
Lita, I would never hurt anything or anyone you care for. Lita. Lita, I only ask that you... Oh.
Oh, I...
Take your filthy hands off me, you wild dogs!
Oh. Enough now. Let him up.
Let him up.
You heard him.
By the lost dwelling of the High Ones, you'll pay for this!
How's that?
What?
You dare profane our ancient mothers and fathers? What do you know of the High Ones, Black Hair? Speak!
We are all descendants of the High Ones, stranger. Can you not see that we are all elves?
I am no kin to this vermin.
Quiet, Rayek! Who are you, Pale Ones?
We are wolf riders from the faraway woodlands. For 3 days, we have journeyed through the burning waste.
You lie. No one can cross the desert and live.
Desert? So that's what you call it. If it can't be crossed, how did your people get here? Hmm?
There are too many questions to be answered now. Come down to the village. My father, Sun Toucher, will know if you are telling the truth.
Lita, surely you don't believe these curs.
I have seen into this one. There's more to him than his fleas and his sun-fried shell.
Excuse me?
We'll go to father. If you are who you say you are, we will help you as we can.
And if you are not...
What is it, Scouter?
Stop laughing.
I'm sorry. It's just... Your rescue party has arrived.
We'll save you, Lita. All right, come on now. Let's go see what your elder has to say about this.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
As my daughter explained, I am called Sun Toucher. I do not see with my eyes, Wolf Riders, for I gave them up to the Almighty Daystar many years ago. But the heart can learn to see more deeply than the eye. Let me look at you. I sense a great weariness and a hidden sorrow for the loss of all that you have known. Your days have been perilous, yet you have endured them with courage and a ferocious will to survive. Life and all that it means is precious to you. More so because your number is small.
Yes. Redlands and Nightfall. Forgive me, Sun Toucher, but we had to leave two elves behind in the desert. One was injured, perhaps dying. I've got to go back for them before it's too late.
But you are exhausted, young chieftain, and so is your beast.
No matter. If there is a healer among you who dares follow me, let him do so now. I'm going.
Cutter gazes in forlorn hope at the dark-skinned strangers, wondering if any will answer his challenge. None do. And who is he to blame them, since he himself led the raid on the village? Cursing his earlier cloudiness of mind and remembering his vow to protect his tribe at all costs, Cutter mounts his wolf, Night Runner, and heads back into the desert.
Wait, Wolf Rider. I am a healer.
You?
Lita, what are you saying? You can't go with him. I forbid it.
You forbid?
No, of course not. Forgive me. But if you must go, let me come with you, as a guardian.
Come with me as my oldest friend, as one who will give aid if needed, and as one who will keep their temper.
How will you ride? You have no wolf.
Fetch the zwoots, Rayek.
I will do as you say. But please, Lita, be cautious. This feral-eyed barbarian has a strange effect on you. I can see it.
You see reflections of your own suspicion. Go. Ready the zwoots for riding.
Thank you.
Oh, he sees as well as I. You have a strange power. Something forgotten. Something older than old. Tam, what does that word even mean?
In a world away from the drama in the Sun Village, the desert grows quiet again as night approaches.
I slept. Night is coming. What is this? Water. Cutter, my chief, my friend. He left us his own water skin. Does he still live? Did he reach the mountains in time, or are all the Wolf Riders as drained and dry as this? Take the last drop, beloved. Stay with me just a while longer. I know where you are going. I know it may be soon. Do you remember, friend of my body and spirit? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Remember.
And another here, and one more here.
Redlands, how many flowers do you think my hair can hold?
I suppose we'll find out.
Am I not pretty enough with one flower?
Oh, you have it backwards. It's the flowers I make prettier by you wearing them.
Remember. Race to the clearing and back. If you win, I'll den with you and nibble your ears all day.
Hmm. And what if you win?
Well, then you'll den with me and...
And I win either way. A fine wager. Go!
Remember.
Nightfall!
Hold the beast back a moment longer.
Oh, perfect shots. I was sure old Cracktooth had me.
Ha! As if all the bears in the woods could take you from me. Remember.
Are you cold?
Only for the moment.
I could get you,
Wrap yourself tighter around me, lovemate. And know that I shiver with delight. Oh, Redlands, let me keep more of you than memories. Give me your soul name and I will give you mine. Take it. Take it now and we'll be joined beyond death. He has sunk into a dark pit to escape pain and await the end. But I'll end it myself when I finally know there's no hope left. Away, scavenger. Leave us alone. Alone. Forever. Alone. Forever. Redlands, hear me now. Beloved, I am Twin. Twin, friend of your body and spirit. Twin.
Nightfall gives freely now what she had always hoped her life mate would find for himself. Her soul name swims in a bottomless black pool, small and insignificant in the fearsome void that heralds encroaching death. Her gift has not been refused. It simply cannot be received.
Hiya! Nightfall!
What? Huh? Am I dreaming?
Nightfall!
Cutter! Oh, Cutter!
Thank the High Ones. He's still alive.
But that one will not, unless... Oh.
Who is she?
This maiden can help Redlands. You must trust her.
These wounds were deliberately inflicted. Who could have done such a thing?
Humans. The same ones who tried to destroy us with fire.
Really? We have legends of such creatures, but I never believed them.
You're looking at their handiwork right now.
Silence. The healing begins.
Given him the strength to recover.
And you have given me back a packmate. No words of thanks could say enough, beautiful Lita. Let me...
No. Don't.
Oh.
Don't touch me again.
I only meant...
Rayek.
Yes, my Lita. I am here.
From the bit of light stolen from her emerald eyes, it is plain the healing has cost Lita much. The battle left her trembling with weakness, but triumphant. Death pitted itself against her arts with greedy determination, but she managed to wrest the prize from those black, grasping claws. Avoiding Cutter's penetrating stare, she lifts her eyes to meet Rayek. Clearly, he's aware that something passed between her and the barbaric stranger, and he does not like it. Lita wonders, does Rayek somehow know, even better than she, what is happening? Dawn breaks in the Sun Village. The wolf riders who hunt by night and sleep by day awaken from their comfortable drowse to a joyous sight.
Look, they're back. Cutter brought them back.
Nightfall,
Oh, Nightfall, I feared for you.
We were almost meat for the scavenger birds, but now our eyes see with joy.
And Redlance?
As well as can be. They made me ride in this litter, but really, I could walk.
You'll listen to the healer who saved your life and continue to rest, or I'll knock you senseless.
As always, I won't argue with you, my love.
Oh, praise the High Ones. We've lost our holt, our woods, our wolves. We thought we'd lost you, too.
Redlance lives thanks to you. I hope someday you will forgive me for carrying you off like that. I did it without thought, almost as if I had no choice.
I help all who need healing, Wolf Rider. It is our way, the way of the Sun Folk, the way of peace. As for forgiving you,
Sun Toucher nods and finds he likes this young stranger.
We would have freely given you the provisions which you took by force. But though you came to us in violence, you are welcome now to stay here and rest.
No one has ever been kind to us before. We thought we were all alone in a world where life is short and often better.
Your hardships have made you forget what it means to be elves. Come now, all of you. It is time you came before the Mother of Memory. Enter. She is waiting.
See them now. The elves who have forgotten they are elves. See how they stare in wide-eyed wonder at the circular room which seems larger within than without, which glows with a light source hard to place. See them stare at the dais, at the many-colored mosaic disc behind it, and at the tall, softly gowned figure enthroned in the center. The Mother of Memory. Me, Sava.
Welcome, my ragged young visitors. Welcome to Sorrow's End.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You've been listening to ElfQuest, the audio movie, a Wolf Rider Productions podcast presented by Realm, directed by Fred Greenhalgh, developed by Warp Graphics, Diegas Media, and Blue Jay Atlantic in association with the Fantasy Network. Based on ElfQuest, created by Wendy Peeney and Richard Peeney. Script by Alexander Danner, James Oliva, and Fred Greenhalgh. Creative consultant, Wendy Peeney. Creative producers, Jay Woodward and Fred Greenhalgh. Executive producers, Wendy Peeney and Richard Peeney. Starring Cree Summer as Sava, Alejandro Saab as Cutter, Azrak Chow as Skywise, Amber Benson as Nightfall, Brennan Lee Mulligan as Pike, Thomas Trinh as Scouter, Aaron Douglas as Tree Stump, Zara Fuzzle as Moonshade, Nicole Maines as Dewshine, Will Friedle as Strongbow, Claire Kramer as Clearbrook and Rainsong, Hugo Pierre Martin as Redlance, Jonathan Woodward as One Eye and Woodlock, Ozma Kasten as Newstar, Cassidy Kasten as Dart, Pun Bandu as Rayek, Divinity Rocks as Lita, Damon Alums and Cola Malik as Villagers and Warriors, Wendy Peeney as the Bread Lady, and Tim Russ as Sun Toucher. Casting by Stephanie Clapper Casting, CSA. Original score and composition by Frank Schulmeier. Dialogue editing by Jason DeWald and Remy Dickinson. Sound design by Frank Schulmeier and Roy O'Shea. Final mix and master by Rory O'Shea. Post-production supervisor, Fred Greenhalgh. ASL version produced by The Mac Factory. Find it using the link in the metadata of this podcast. Thank you to our Early Bird, Kickstarter, and BackerKit backers, without whom this production would not be possible. Thank you so much, everybody. Special thanks to Sandy Resnick, for helping travelers find each other along the way. Learn more and follow the adventure at elfquest.com/audio-movie. That's elfquest.com/audio-movie.